Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seeds scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swanson for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cook. Kress reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters takes first base on ball four. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards third. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hodap moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodap scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Haas reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Seed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters juggles the ball. That's an error on Walters. Appling moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out. Appling scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Rhodes reaches second base with a double. Seeds goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cook. Gaston reaches second base with a double. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seed scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swanson for the out. Gaston moves to third. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gaston scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Walters strikes out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Cook reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Hodapp reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rhodes hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Walters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Walters reaches second base with a double. Werber goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Cook reaches second base with a double. Walters moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walters scores. Cook moves to third. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Johnson scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Hodapp moves to second. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein now playing third base. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Walters reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Cook takes first base on ball four. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swanson moves to third. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Hodapp strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Farrell moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell scores. Jolly moves to third. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rhodes hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jolly scores. Two outs. It's 12-2, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hayes moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Hayes moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.